AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. News from Israel via the U.S. government that Israel is going to halt its military strikes against Hamas for 4 hours each day in Gaza to allow Palestinians more time to try to get away. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
Humanitarian pauses could be initiated to permit civilians to depart, specifically depart areas where there are active hostilities, increase the flow of aid, as well as enable conditions for the release of hostages, which is something that we hope will continue to take place and happen as well.
A crush of Gazan residents pushed out of Gaza City today. Our Karen Chamas reports.
The gunfire in Gaza City heated up as Israel's military released a video of ground troops firing at what they say are Hamas targets. Residents scramble to retrieve survivors and dead bodies out from the rubble of a destroyed building.
In New York, lawyers for former President Trump sought a directed verdict from the judge hearing the fraud case against the Trump Organization, suggesting the trial should end because there was no evidence and there is no victim. In Florida, authorities say a man intentionally drove into two sheriff's deputies in the Tampa area, leaving them seriously injured. The suspect's mother had called for help, saying her 28-year-old son was acting erratically. A strike against some Las Vegas resorts may be coming to an end. Our Tiffany Wong reports.
The Culinary Workers Union that represents 25,000 hotel workers from 8 properties in a deal with MGM Resorts International says it has reached a tentative 5-year agreement.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says the proportion of U.S. kindergartners who are exempted from school vaccines has hit its highest level ever. Nationally, 3%. This is AP News. Hollywood actors are getting back to work now that their strike is ended.
The 3-year contract must still be approved by the board of the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA and its members, but actors are free to go back to work. The union's chief negotiator, Duncan Crabtree Ireland, says he's happy with the protections it provides.
That includes things like minimum wages that have increased substantially to help our members keep up with the impact of inflation.
The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers says in a statement the agreement also includes residuals for streaming programs and compensation for artificial intelligence. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Surgeons in New York have performed the world's first transplant of an entire human eye. It's an extraordinary addition to a face transplant. Too soon to know if the eye will offer vision, but doctors say Aaron James is doing well. James is from Arkansas. He lost much of his face and an arm in an accident with power lines. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.